Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Mix 94.7.
Why did they get ghosted? We'll find out now with Booker, Alex, and Sarah's Waiting by the Phone.
Always here to help out. If you have been on a great date only to not hear from that person, well, let us help you get answers. Alex, Sarah, let's say hi to Mark. What's up, Mark?
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, here you've been ghosted by Brianna.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So basically, like, we met up for drinks. We had an awesome date, like a really nice dinner. Then she came back to my place and we listened to music, you know, and had some fun. And, you know, like, I really dug her vibe. Like, she was really great. I loved getting to know her. And it just makes no sense to me because, like, I made her breakfast in the morning, too. And
dang.
Like, pancakes with chocolate chips on top, you know, a little syrup, the whole thing. I didn't kick her out. It didn't feel like a casual hookup to me. Like, it kind of meant something. And everything, you know, about what I said, like, I am a nice guy. And let's do this again. I texted her and I was like, I'd love to see you. And now she's ghosting me.
I mean, you even added the chocolate chips.
I mean, seriously, dude, I would have gone for like a Jimmy Dean bowl.
I went all out.
Well, hang on, let's just call Brianna and see if we can figure out what went wrong. Okay, hang on.
Hello,
Brianna.
Hi.
Hi, Brianna. It's Booker, Alex, and Sarah doing the morning show this morning with Mix 94.7. Just so you don't feel blindsided, I want to let you know where we're calling you. Our segment is called Waiting by the Phone, and Mark is on the phone as well. And we help out people that feel like they have kind of been ghosted. And that's exactly the situation Mark is in. He talked about how great you are and what a fun time he had on the date. And now he is confused as to why you're not hitting him back. So we're like, well, let's call her and see if we can mediate a conversation.
This is embarrassing, but I'll talk to him.
Well, thank you. Did you have a good time on the date?
I did. Yeah. We had a really great time and he was gentlemanly and we went to drinks and dinner and hooked up a little bit and it was cute.
So what is the issue then? What made you go, I don't want to talk to him anymore?
This is really embarrassing because I don't consider myself like shallow in any way. Like I feel like I'm pretty understanding, but he had this tattoo and like while we were hooking up, I couldn't stop staring at it, and it was of like a naked woman right on his chest, and she was, you know, like really like earthy, folky.
What does that mean?
You know, like she looked like she would listen to Kate Bush a lot. You know, like,
is that a?
Like, oh, I see where you're going. She's throwing out subtle.
I don't know who Kate Bush is. No, but I don't think she get the reference. Think, yes. Yeah. So, Mark, you have a tattoo of a naked woman?
Yeah, I mean, I really like the tattoo means a lot to me. It's actually like a goddess of nature. So I thought it was kind of cool. I mean, I know it is like explicit, but you know, I took a lot of time. Like, I made sure the design was really nice. Like, I was proud of that tattoo.
So it's tasteful.
Yeah, I mean,
I don't know about that. I mean, she's, like, splayed out on his chest. It was just, like, it was
I get
for a hookup.
I wonder, Mark, like, is this the first time that you've ever had somebody say something about it before?
Yeah.
I mean, like, people have, like, commented. I mean, it's not, it's, like, something that you see. You can't, like, not comment on it. But I haven't, like, I don't think it's something that's been a make or break in past dates. But, I mean, like, this isn't the first time that, like, I haven't had a second date. So I don't know if it's affecting people in a way I did not anticipate.
Yeah,
like,
right.
I'm just like, if you're like out with your family or some at a pool, it's just like, oh, what right. do you like do? Like, hey, mom, by the way, he's a naked lady.
Yeah, like if there's kids around. Like, yeah, you tell your kids, hey, look, turn away.
Oh, don't look.
I've seen it before, though. I mean, I don't think that's like the craziest of all.
Yeah, and if it's tasteful.
Tattoos, yeah. Are you saying, Brianna, you're not going to want to go out with him again?
Bit much for you?
Yeah, it was a little much. Plus, like, who's it sexy for? Me or him?
Who's
like,
a what? Who's a what for?
Who's it sexy for?
Oh, right.
Like, yeah, like, if it's supposed to be sexy, shouldn't it be sexy for the person you're sleeping with?
Right.
Well, good point. You got to look at it.
Just because it's a naked person doesn't mean it has to be sexy. Like, if you go to a museum and there's, like, a lot of naked sculptures and everything, and people are, like, kids go to museums and look at art.
That's fair.
And, true. Like, just because the person's naked doesn't mean I'm, like, trying to say, like, I'm some, like, hotshot, like, who just, like, you know, loves flaunting how women love me or that I, like, want to show off my naked women on my chest, you know?
Hmm.
Dang.
Okay. Thank you for being willing to talk to us, Brianna.
Oh, thank you. Sorry, Mark.
No problem. I mean, I get it. I get it.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.